Well, I'm frankly a bit shocked. I mean, I really think that this proposal to publish lists is a bit totalitarian. It's a bit 1984. And I reflect on it like this. I think that if UKIP had come up with a proposal like this, we'd have had people marching with banners and shouting fascist. And yet
Am I hearing you right? You're, as a UKIP MEP, disagreeing with Theresa May's proposals?
I am disagreeing. What we're interested in is we're interested in controlling immigration at the border. We're not interested in discriminating against foreigners. Now, if you were saying, should British firms be advertising specifically for foreign workers, or should British firms have a rule saying you can't work there unless you speak Polish, and I've come across one like that, you know, then there'd be a problem. But to say to all companies, we want to know how many British citizens and how many foreign citizens we have, I think the phrase you use, divisive, just about fits it. And I'm very concerned about it. It's very totalitarian. It's very North Korea.
So where have we got to, Roger, where Amber Rudd's proposals in the Tory government appear more radical than UKIP, and we have a UKIP MEP complaining that they are, in fact, too divisive?
Well, I think what we've got is we've got a Conservative government that wants to be popular, recognises public concern about immigration, which is all right, but has simply overstepped the mark here, and I think they're going to have to go away and think again.
Do you think that they are attempting to compete with you on the right, and in this instance have failed simply because UKIP doesn't support this?
Well, I think, yes, they've attempted to take over 90% of our agenda, immigration, grammar schools, heaven knows what. And in a sense, you know, we're happy and proud that we push them to a point where they have to accept the common sense policies we're offering. But I think they've misinterpreted this one. We want to control borders. We want to control the numbers and the skills of people coming in. But we don't want to start discrimination and finger pointing amongst people who are legally in this country.
Now, Roger, I'm going to put another question to you, and forgive me, but I just have to ask this as well, because
yes,
how much of this rests on your shoulders as UKIP? I mean, the fact that the Tory party are now competing with you to be more right-wing than the right-wing people that made the Tory party become right-wing in the first place. I mean, doesn't UKIP bear some of the responsibility for this sort of divisiveness that the Tories feel that they have to play up this game?
No, not at all. First of all, I reject the term right-wing. There are people across the political spectrum, including many millions of Labour voters, who are concerned about immigration. This isn't left or right. This is common sense.
Point taken there.
We have been concerned.
But the one-upmanship, Roger, the one-upmanship.
Well, that's up to them. We have made reasonable, fair proposals. Our proposals are, in fact, less discriminatory than the existing situation, because at the moment we discriminate in favour of broadly white Europeans, and we discriminate against, for example, Commonwealth citizens. So our proposal, which is that immigration should be based simply on numbers and skills, and should be completely colourblind, we are the people with the non-discriminatory proposal, and always have been. So we are not pushing divisiveness and prejudice against foreigners who are here. We are simply saying we want controlled immigration, as most countries have.
Tell me about the divisiveness currently playing out within your party. What's going on there?
Well, we've had a couple of guys who had a bit of an altercation. And I think it's got too much emphasis for two guys being basically a bit silly. We've got great people, great councillors up and down the country doing wonderful work. I'd rather talk about them than talk about a silly spat in the European Parliament.
Indeed. All right, there. That's Roger Helmer. Thank you very much. UKIP.